Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today's audio comes from the archives. Back in 2007, Bishop Antoine Audo, a Chaldean bishop from Aleppo in northwest Syria, visited the UK to appeal for support to help the large numbers of Iraqi Christian refugees streaming into the country. I started by asking Bishop Audo to tell me a little more about how they were coping with the increasing numbers.
It's not a perfect solution, really, because it's new in Syria. It's a big number for the Christians. They are around 60,000 Christians, 40 Chaldeans. But in Syria, we have 1,200,000 Iraqi refugees. It's a big number. It's a new situation. My principle, my way to work, we don't have an immediate solution of everything, but we can work together. We can do what we can every day to find the good solution. For me, the first is to welcome people, to listen, to understand, because people need to speak, to say their sufferings. And our duty in the church is to listen in truth and to understand and to give good counsels. We don't have to avoid these difficulties, but to be present. And to stay in truth, to listen and to understand. So this is the first position. The second, we have to do all we can in for education, for the health. The most difficult point, in my experience, and the more expensive points is the medicine. Mm-hmm. Because, for instance, you have one man who has cancer or diabetic or heart attack. He needs operations or medicine every week, every month, and it's very expensive. We can help for a part, but generally, when I see the different examples, it needs a governmental organization. It needs a big organization to can pay a big sum of money. And this is the difficult in first, I think. For the education, generally the boys and girls can go to the Syrian schools, and a lot are going, I think, until 15, 16. Perhaps after that they leave to work, or because it become too expensive to stay. And so I think generally for the Christians, they went to the school because the parents are aware of the future of their children.
We see television pictures of conflict, mm-hmm. and not a lot more than that. We don't see what's happening in schools, and we don't see what's happening in churches. Mm-hmm. What is it actually like for those Iraqi Chaldean Christians that mm-hmm. have gone over the border to Syria? Mm-hmm. I mean, they must miss their home,
yes.
And it must be very hard for them to be away from their homeland, mm-hmm. and family, I'm sure, are separated and broken up. Mm-hmm. How do you feel talking to those people?
I said, first, I have to listen, to welcome, to express my solidarity, my respect. In the same time, I said several times, really, I am in admiration in front of them. This capacity of to continue, to try, to stay aware and to try to do what they can to go ahead, to travel, to be in a situation of solidarity. Really, it's something fantastic for me, really.
Well, you've talked about aid to the church in need, and also you've mentioned Caritas in Syria. Did you say there were around about 1,000 families being helped?
In Aleppo?
Yeah.
Yes.
And 200 of those families are actually Muslim families, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes.
So is the interreligious cooperation very good in Aleppo?
I think so. But I have to say, it's the first time that together Christians and Muslims are helped by the church and by Caritas. And it's a good example. For instance, we can't do it in the context of in the Syrian context. Why? Because everybody has to go to his community. But here we have a catastrophe in all Iraq, and this situation of war, of suffering, it's a good way for communion together in suffering. Muslim and Christians, Iraqis are the same. All are the same difficulties, and together they are coming to the church. And it's I heard everybody in Aleppo were very, very happy between the Muslim and the Christian, saying, look how together in the church they are helped. It's a good witnesses for everybody. Really.
Do you get to speak to your brother bishops in Iraq? Do you get to speak to, for instance, Archbishop Sarko in Kirkuk and Bishop Abuna? Are you in contact with them?
Yes. Today, this morning, I had a communication with Baghdad, with Bishop Ndrawos Abuna, because we are always in connection to support each other and to have some news and communication, to have good information, because we, as bishop, we need to be encouraged in this new situation. Myself, I am happy to serve those Christian Iraqis, but in the same time, it's a hard job for me. It gives me some trouble thinking about the future, about the difficulties. We are poor men in front of the violence, of the difficulties, you know. So we need solidarity, we need to pray, we need to be more open to the word of God, to be more rooted in our faith, and to ask a special grace for our mission.
It does sound to me, speaking to you, that one thing it does show, even if it's in small groups, is that through Caritas, through the church, alongside our Muslim brothers and sisters, we can all work together, can't we?
We can work together, I think. I think I am convinced we can work together if we put in front of us the interests of the human being, not to work to use the suffering of the people for ourselves, to get money, to do exploitation, and there are a lot possibilities of corruption in this situation of suffering. But if we are honest, if we work with rightness, I think we can have a very nice result. It's my experience in Aleppo, in Damascus.